This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. And we are now considering the doctrine of salvation as it is plainly taught in the New Testament. And in particular, we have been giving our attention for the past few times to the view that the sinner is justified the very moment he believes. And I had pointed out, just as we were closing last time, that the doctrine of salvation by faith alone obligates the man who upholds it to find a passage which teaches that the believer can refuse to be baptized and still go to heaven when he dies. But some of them may say, "Oh, but all believers obey the Lord." And then in so contending, he faces these problems. Now, you see, it simply is not the case that all believers do obey the Lord. I often have had people to tell me in regard to a man who perhaps was a member of a certain religious organization who had fallen away and become a real reprobate in his life, to say, well, he simply never believed at all. This is based upon the idea that if you are a believer, you will obey the Lord and always will obey him. But notice in John chapter 12, verses 42 and 43, the Bible tells us that many of the rulers among the Jews believed on him. But because of the Pharisees, they would not confess it, lest they be put out of the synagogue, for they love the praise of men more than that of God. Now, there's no question that these men were believers, and that they were believers on the Lord Jesus Christ. And the kind of quibble that says, well, it was nothing but head faith and not hard faith, simply will not do, because this passage says they believed on the Lord, and yet they would not confess him. And so, you see, it's clear that it's possible for a person to be a believer in the Lord and yet not obey him. In the same way, in the 8th chapter of the book of John, verses 30 to 44, we know that there were men who again believed on the Lord, but whom Jesus called, "Ye are of your father the devil." Now, this constitutes proof that not everybody who is a believer in the Lord is a child of God, and it constitutes proof that not everyone who is a believer is obedient. Now, if some would contend that all believers go ahead and obey the Lord in being baptized, then this amounts to a contention that only baptized believers will go to heaven. What will they do in the face of these facts? Men are made free from sin when they obey the Lord in being baptized. Romans chapter 6, verses 17 and 18, chapter 6, verses 3 to 5, Acts chapter 2, verse 38, and Acts chapter 22, verse 16. Now, I'll be discussing some of these passages, which I've just mentioned, in greater detail a little later. But I want you to note that of all the things that have been obligated by the theory that the sinner is justified at the very point of faith, just as soon as one believes, that those passages cannot be found in the Bible. Now, let us continue. What sort of passages have been found by those who teach that salvation is by faith alone or at the very point of faith? First of all, they have found a number of passages which show that while Jesus was on earth during his personal ministry among men, he had power to forgive sins. Now, I not only admit that, I insist that it's so. For among this group of passages are the following: Luke chapter 7 and verse 50, Mark chapter 2 verses 1 to 12. Each of the instances in this group occurred while the law of Moses, that is, the old covenant, was still in force, and before the law of Christ, the new covenant, or the New Testament, came into force. All know that when a man makes out his will or testament, leaving all of his possessions to his wife, that testament or will is not binding so long as the man, that is, the testator, is alive. The death of the testator, the one who made the will, must occur before the testament can be of force. This very thing is taught in Hebrews chapter 9, verse 17, and I hope that you'll be with us next time as we continue this study on this very important point.